The whole crisis in ZANU-PF was a crisis of personalities, and this problem obtains both in the civic society in the country and in the opposition as well. So I think that, in my view, I don't expect that we'll develop your thoughts about how we run our society post the ZANU-PF Congress.
Mrs. Marimbe, do you agree?
Yes, I do. I think this came at a time when opposition forces were decimated soon after the July 31 elections. And they were sort of busy with cleaning up their own houses, splitting, splinter groups and stuff. So there was no focus really, and there was a lot of uncertainty, and there was no clear policy direction. So it was all like a focus on power rather than moving Zimbabwe forward.
In my observation, what seemed to really become evident at that time was that the only option seems to be ZANU-PF. Is that what people have now settled for, Mr. Sibanda?
I think that that's a good observation, in my view, the fact that actually ZANU-PF is, with or without the current opposition, still considered or still has to play a very important role in Zimbabwean politics. But I think that doing justice to that question means that we have to look at both sides. And this is very important because we usually don't do this. The fact of the matter is that the nature of the crisis ZANU-PF had and the height to which it went, which was very high, was partly a result of a weak opposition. So the state of our opposition created the ZANU-PF crisis in a way. I don't think that Mugabe or the members of ZANU-PF themselves that were feuding or that are feuding would have had as much of a serious feud had they felt that there was a serious existential threat in the form of a committed and capable opposition, but also very incapable of reacting to what happened in ZANU-PF.
Ms. Marimbe, being in the media, is there some activity that is just not being registered, or is it the reality that the opposition is so weak and civil society too that they just don't see how they can capitalize on the vacuum right now?
I think what we are missing in this whole discourse is the voice of the ordinary citizen. Actually, speaking to just ordinary people, family members and other people, there's just this sense of disillusionment, disenfranchisement, disempowerment. And I think the fear is coming back to the people of Zimbabwe. There's always been this fear of political violence. It has been haunting the ordinary citizen, and they are discouraged because nobody seems to care about their basic survival issues. So everybody is just busy trying to survive, and that voice is just quiet. And the media also has been checked along the political lines, and they've been amplifying dominant political voices. Business itself has been trying to call out for help because, you know, as you can see in our business sector, over 5,000 companies closed, and they've been trying to say, please, 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 there's a crisis. But nobody seems to care. Those who are in control of power are busy with power issues. So I think the voice that is missing is the ordinary people's voice.
Staying with you, Ms. Marimbe, on the issue of silence and the issue of fear and the issue of no direction, there was a time when the civil society seemed to have been really vocal, really loud. Where is NANGO? Where is Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition? Who is giving anyone any kind of platform to be able to express themselves at this point?
It is actually discouraging to say that even civil society itself, the media, have actually sort of abrogated their duty as watchdogs of society. And I think after the July 2013 elections, it seems like there's actually a scourge of power issues running through society, including civil society itself. Crisis Coalition has got its own issues at the moment. NANGO is just lying low. And we haven't really had strong voices speaking on behalf of the citizen or giving a platform to citizens. The media, like I said, I think they hold the power to give a voice to the majority of the Zimbabweans, but I think they have chosen to silence them and just to give a few elitist voices space. So that has been the tragedy in Zimbabwe.